Welcome to Core Finance, live from the heart of London. I'm joined by Matt Brown, market commentator. Morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Mace.
Right, let's go off to the headlines this morning. All eyes on the Fed. December rate hike on the table, question mark. And obviously, they're looking at the balance sheet reduction.
Yes, I don't think we'll see a rate hike, certainly in this meeting, potentially December. It's a shift, though, from QE to QT. It's quantitative easing versus quantitative tightening, and that's going to be key. And I think the market, though, is also going to look for a roadmap. How much are they going to tighten? What's the whole length of time? Are they going to do it over a year? Is it 10 years? Is it 15, 20 years? Whatever. And that really is what the market's looking for the detail. So don't expect any rate hike today. I don't even expect any QT today, but just an outline of what they're planning to do and when that happens. And that's going to be at 9:30 in the presser. So Yellen will be speaking. Look out for that. And that will certainly could move the dollar to the upside. It's been out of favour of late. I think we may see a little push higher for the dollar.
Understood. Let's move on to the stock of the day. One to watch, Kingfisher. Yep. Sales slide.
Numbers out again. Sales down about, I think, 1.5%. The stock's actually trading up 5%. Why is that? Well, they're talking about it's in transitionary stage, and they seem to be on track in doing that new IT developments. There have been a few problems, but they're doing a share buyback as well, 60 million pounds worth of shares, and that's helped push the price up. But the problem, I've said it before, it's France, it's Castorama, the sales are terrible, they're woeful in France, and every time Kingfisher reports, it's the same story. They need to spin them off and get rid of it. It's weighing around their neck, and if they want to move forward as a company, they need to get rid of France.
Let's talk small caps. One to watch today, Thor Mining PLC.
Thor Mining, indeed. I had Mick Billing, we had Mick Billing on the show today, CEO of the company. They had a positive update yesterday. Tungsten, they've found a lot of tungsten in the States in one of their mines. They're doing very well. It's close to the surface. Tungsten is up 60% this year, so it's a huge tungsten play. But they're also involved in copper as well, and generally the metals have been performing well this year, so it's a good stock to have a look at and have a look at the interview.
And did you interview well?
Always.
Okay, so let's talk currencies. The pound, the euro, Great British pound cross 88.76, and cable, Great British pound against the US dollar 135.19.
Indeed. Look at the Fed tonight. If we see some dollar strength, obviously we've had sterling strength of late. That cable may sell off a little bit. However, if dovish comments come out of the Fed, the pound has been ripping higher. Next level, key level, 138. It kind of moves in twos. We had Craig Earlham talking about it earlier on the show, how it tends to move in twos, kind of 130, 132, 34. It's broken that kind of 134.50 level. May move higher. Euro sterling, though, at the moment as well with Brexit. Theresa May, Boris Johnson having an argument, so to say. Boris Johnson throwing his toys out the pram a little bit and saying, look, if Theresa May agrees to a soft Brexit, he may resign from the cabinet.
Okay, let's go on to the core number of today, $1 trillion.
$1 trillion, a huge number. This is the Norwegian, I should say, wealth fund has yesterday topped $1 trillion. This is all from oil reserves mainly. The problem is now, where do they spend the money? And there's a lot of talk of spending it on infrastructure. Do they need it? Is it an efficient way to use their money? They have in their reserves 25 different currencies. They're actually saying, look, let's reduce that down to three currencies, the pound, euro, and dollar. It's great to have the pound in there, though, isn't it? Not the yen, the pound. So, look, it's a huge number, and it's great for the country. They've got a great infrastructure, great health service and whatnot. Big problem to have.
But I don't want to live there. Okay, let's wrap up today with the economic calendar in terms of all the US MBA mortgage applications, existing home sales, crew stocks change, Fed rate decision, and FOMC press conference. So I guess another dull day in the markets until the Fed kicks in.
So I'll sit down with my supper and see what Yellen has to say this evening.
Matt, thank you very much indeed.